Hello and welcome to Strong Tower Radio, a special report. We started a journey. A new friend of mine, Sam Kerkorian, contacted me about the need to reach out to male caregivers. And so we started this journey. Welcome, Sam. Thank you for opening our eyes and introducing our audience to the needs of male caregivers.
Well, Tom, hello, and thank you for all of your help and support. It's an amazing situation to learn how many people need and want the support that hopefully we can give. And through your help in promoting this and getting the word out, we were able to help those that need desperately the help and support that they deserve.
And that took place in St. Joseph, Michigan. I recall the date was approximately December the 11th.
That's exactly right, Tom. On December the 11th, we launched the first what I call men's caregivers for those that are taking care of loved ones with Alzheimer's. Specifically, what we did here is we opened it up trying to reach men in the areas around the St. Joseph, Michigan communities in an effort to really do the first type of a program of its kind in this area. What we were really trying to do was reach out to men because men just don't usually seek the support that women do, and we know that men need that desperately. So we had our big launch program on December the 11th, and it was an amazing situation for me, Tom, because the men that came, they were truly appreciative and actually said that they sought out a support group for men so that we could share our common concerns as we travel on this journey as caregivers. I should mention that what prompted all this was the fact that in the entire state of Michigan, as far as anyone in the know can tell me, there's only one support group for men in the state, and that's in Lansing. So if you live in other parts of the state, where's that support and where's the help for men specifically? So this is what prompted our support group to start. And we had our first meeting. I think it was an overwhelming success. Again, those who attended really, I think, started the camaraderie and bonding that is so important for men as we are caregivers and move on this journey. Our next meeting now will be the 8th of January at the St. Joseph Public Library. It'll start at 1 o'clock and go till about 2:30. So it's about an hour and a half. And we're going to be meeting the second Thursday of each and every month going forward.
Okay, so that's the second Thursday of January?
Yes, second Thursday of January will be the next meeting. That's the 8th of January. 1 p.m. at the St. Joseph Public Library, St. Joseph, Michigan.
And our listeners will find benefit in going to our archive and listening to our first broadcast that helped inaugurate this first meeting. We talked with the group leader in Lansing as well as one of the members. It was very significant to hear these men's and hear their story. Let's pause before we go and start our journey for this segment. Let us pray. Our great Heavenly Father, you are one with compassion. At the funeral of Lazarus, you cried with the family and the friends. And you shed a tear, too, as our caregivers are faithfully doing all that they can do. Be with us and help us to bring solace, help us to give balance, to give a norm that is healthy and respectable. Be with us in this endeavor, and be with each one of those caregivers in their homes, in their faithfulness. Reward them, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Sam, we have another guest. And
I'm willing to talk with you. That number is 800-272-1000. 800-272-3900.
Amen. Thank you, Sam, and thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Sam.
Until next time, keep your eyes looking up and put your faith in Jesus. I'm Tom Bajur for Strong Tower Radio. Bye now.